I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a smile, a wink, and a cherished holiday hockey gift. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
It has been an especially bad pro football season in terms of injuries to blue-chip players, and last weekend's action sidelined another one, Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. Does that ground the Eagles?
It puts some salt on their wings or whatever it is you used to do to birds to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the key to a really good Eagles team, and they've got an experienced backup anyway, but if you're an NFL fan, this is what you live with.
Lee Dragna, who has season tickets for New Orleans Saints games, has not attended a game since week two this season, and he sued the team because he says the Saints have not provided the entertainment to which he felt he was entitled. Going into the weekend, the Saints were 9-4, tied for the lead in their division. What's this guy's gripe?
His gripe was that they knelt during the national anthem, and he decided he would not be, as his suit says, entertained or have intellectual enjoyment in the football game because of stuff they did before it. I hope the judge is in a good mood when he kicks Lee Dragna out through the window of the courthouse.
Indianapolis Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri missed two field goal attempts last Sunday. The Colts lost that game, bad enough for them, but Vinatieri may have lost a lot more than the rest of his teammates did. $500,000 more. How'd that happen?
He has to make 90% of his field goals to get a $500,000 bonus, and now he's at 88 because of the two he missed in Buffalo in the snow. And, of course, Adam Vinatieri first became an NFL star by a couple of kicks he made in the snow in the famous Tuck Rule game that led to the Patriots' first Super Bowl. So this is kind of funny, actually, that snow is going to keep $500,000. Funny for me, by the way, not for him.
Not for him. Under intense pressure for many years to change the name of the Washington, D.C. football team that he owns, this week Daniel Snyder finally did it. No, he didn't, right?
No, some wonderful internet pranksters changed the name of the team to the Washington Redhawks with a very cool logo, I might add, on the side of the
helmet. That's why everybody believed it.
And, of course, unbelievably, Dan Snyder and the Redskins had no sense of humor about this at all.
Hard to believe. Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota lashed out at the media after last Sunday's loss to Arizona, but he apologized this week. What was up with that?
His mom told him he'd been rude to the reporters.
Oh.
And I appreciate Mother Mariota. I wish she would go around to the mothers of lots of players. But actually, what Mariota did wasn't really that bad. I mean, in cursing, he was just very curt and abrupt in his answers, and Mother Mariota was not happy with this.
Charlie, a lot of people figured correctly, as it turned out, that this week's Alabama Senate race would be close. But is it fair to say that very few people thought that Alabama football coach Nick Saban would help determine the result, which was, of course, a win for Doug Jones?
Yeah, we were all wondering how many write-in votes Nick Saban got, and apparently he got a substantial amount.
Enough.
The other sports-related item in this, of course, is Charles Barkley is now a kingmaker in the South.
Alan Trammell and Jack Morris were voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this week. They were teammates for 14 years in Detroit. What is this, the year of the Tiger?
I feel bad about Lou Whitaker, who was at least as good as Alan Trammell,
right.
And he
and
got left out in the rain out here. Right. Darrell Evans.
And the other guy who got left out in the rain was Louis Tiant. When are they going to vote?
And
Tiant
Marvin Miller, again.
Yeah, again.
Of course, I mean, these all pale next to the outrage of, once again, Warren Zevon and Little Feet not making the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week.
We spoke recently, Charlie, about Rick Pitino's suit against the University of Louisville after they fired him. This is the United States of America, so this week the university sued Rick Pitino for wrongful conduct stemming from his alleged role in a bribery scandal involving Adidas. Lawyers on both sides are going to do very well, I'm sure. But what does Louisville have to gain by suing Pitino? It's not going to make him go away any faster, is
well,
it?
Not just that. The discovery process is going to be a bloodbath
going
both ways. I think a quiet settlement is called for here.
First, Las Vegas got an NHL franchise, the Golden Knights, whom we spoke of earlier in the program. Your favorite hockey team, if I'm not mistaken. Now,
no.
The alleged entertainment capital of the world has acquired a WNBA franchise. What'll they be called?
The Las Vegas Aces, Bill. Oh, the
go.
Aces.
All right.
Are
they going to be the Vegas Aces, or will they keep the loss?
They're keeping the loss, apparently,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Aces used to be the San Antonio Stars, so I guess San Antonio is just a lousy basketball town.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's no future for any kind of professional basketball there. No.
The Buffalo Bills won last Sunday, and some hours after their victory, several Bills players helped a bunch of people push their cars out of the snow in a bar parking lot. I wonder if they'd have done that if they'd lost.
I don't know, but obviously because it's 2017, there's video and photos. Apparently the Bills were just in there unwinding after beating the Colts. And, you know, a bunch of burly guys is exactly what you need to get your car out of the snow.
And finally, Charlie, athletes who test positive for performance-enhancing drugs have come up with all sorts of excuses and explanations. It was in the health food. I didn't know it was there. Are you ready to give Jeremy Curley of the New York Jets the award for most creative explanation ever?
Well, it is Christmas time, Bill, and there are legendary Christmas stories about ghosts appearing. So I think it was the ghosts of pharmacists past who tainted his sample, because Jeremy Curley said it was a ghost.
Yeah.
And I think it's the ghost of pharmacists past.
I don't. I think it was the ghost of pharmacists sneaky. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.